Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week to be here with you so you can touch me and I can touch you and talk about anything that you have in mind. Now, something that I want to talk about tonight, at least starting the show with, is past life memories. Do you have any memories of any of your past lifetimes? And I would like for those who do to give me a call and talk about it. You don't have to tell me who you were in a past lifetime, but the fact that perhaps you might remember it and perhaps what you were doing in that past lifetime. You know, I've spoken about some of my past lifetimes that I remember. I remember being in the arena with a lot of lions. And I remember somebody who was there trying to protect me. And how this lion eyed us and eventually jumped on him and me. And we both perished that time. And interestingly, when we crossed over, it was like I went up to the center of the cosmos. It was like swoosh, and I was there. And I stepped on this, it was kind of like an entry port, an entry where I could speak to that being that was in the center of the cosmos, that we would believe and understand to be God. And you see, that particular lifetime, it was meant to be a golden age. And it didn't end that way, because the Christians were being persecuted. What seems to happen as many times there are plans put into place by the higher forces. And of course, those plans are meant to advance humankind, to bring us to the next higher level of understanding, of living, of, you might say, have a handle on what life was about. What it is meant to be human. And when you stop and think about that, my goodness, what it is meant to be human. Give me a call. Let me know if you have any of those memories. I would be waiting to hear from you to see if you do. Memory is an interesting thing, because when you remember something, it is almost like you are there and experiencing it all over again. So tell me what you remember, if you remember anything. We have all had so many different lifetimes. Our monad has sent forth different lifetimes. And I remember many of mine. I remember several lifetimes experiencing the culture of the American Indians. They were so beautiful. At least the lifetimes I experienced, they were noble. I can close my eyes and see them now, dancing around the fire, worshiping what they believed was the Supreme Being. They didn't have an understanding of the Supreme Being as we do, but they worshiped what they believed was the Supreme Being. And it was quite remarkable to see all of this. So give me a call, my friends. Tell me what you have in mind, what you remember. Not so much for me or you, but for those who are listening to this show. Memory is a beautiful thing. Whether it's the beginning of this lifetime that we're in, or whether we go back through many lifetimes. I remember my soul coming down into this particular lifetime. And I remember the song of praise that I was singing. Praise of the Almighty Creator. And that is how I came into this body. I remember that. And as I am remembering it, it is almost as if I am doing it now. And I've mentioned this to you many times. We travel with a group of people. We have like a core group. Sometimes we're parents to one another, or grandparents, or siblings, children. And sometimes it has been great gifts. And other times it has been great sadness. And let us take the time to heal these events, to heal these moments in our present when there are many disruptions to our relationships. And that brings up a point. Are there people in your understanding right now, family members, where there is not peace, where there is discord? It's time to heal that. Time to move on if you wish. So call in. Let me know of your memories if you have any. Because it doesn't help me, but perhaps it might help other people who are listening to this particular call tonight. And I'm delighted to be here. I've given a lot of thought to this. I remember so many of my past lifetimes. And there were great benefits that I received. It's not so important just remembering, but the benefit that you get from that. I can remember one of my past lifetimes, and she had a very noble lifetime, but something that she couldn't stand was to see people die in the ring. Interesting, she couldn't stand it, and yet I remember one of my lifetimes ended there. It's almost as if we have a premonition. Which brings up another subject. Do you have, besides memories, do you have premonitions of things perhaps that are about to occur? And the question arises, do you think you can change this? If you have a premonition and it's not the kind of event that you wish to experience, can you change it?
Renee, line one.
Hi, Renee, on line one. What can I do for you, sweetheart?
Well, I talked to you last November, and I just wanted to say thank you for all your great wisdom and advice. I've been starting a spiritual seminar for this July, and I, you know, you said I needed to network, and I got involved with a small radio group, and it's like a Patriot radio, and there's about 9 women and 1 guy that runs it, and it's been they've been definitely helping me focus on the seminar, and I've been advertising with them as well as they made me part of the radio show. So
I love
it. It's been very interesting.
Well, you know, it's dreams coming true. We all have dreams. And if you have a dream, do something to bring it to fruition, to make it happen. And that's what you've been doing, making a dream happen. I can't think of anything more beautiful.
Well, thank you so much, and I just wanted to thank you. And I am interested in my past lives, but I don't remember any of it. Is there a lot of people that have that issue where they can't really remember anything from past lives?
I think it depends on what your soul feels is best for the individual as far as a learning experience is concerned. Sometimes that knowledge is not helpful, and other times it is. My past lifetimes that I remember, I've learned from them. And even though the life ended tragically, I received something from that information and from that lifetime that was very powerful, and it helped me. So I think a lot depends on what your soul feels is best for you. Now, do you have connections with your higher self?
Well, I do. I talk to myself, and I try to focus on what I want, you know, to come to fruition. And, you know, it's slowly coming together. I haven't got anybody signed up for my seminar, but I do think people wait till the very last end. So I'm going to kind of, you know, give a cutoff date of it like a month before so I know how many to organize for and everything. So
that's a good idea. But what I was going in another direction, sweetheart. Ask your higher self if it is to your benefit to remember past lifetimes, and if not, why?
Hold on a minute. They're telling me it's not necessary for me to remember them, but you know, at some point that I might, you know, I think I just haven't tapped into that energy, you know.
Well, a lot is timing. What might not be time today, at a later date, when events occur in your life where it's helpful, it's something that you'll be able to do.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's just not necessary right now. The times we're living in are very tough. I mean, it's exciting, but it's tough at the same time.
I think it's very difficult.
It is. It's very difficult. And that's why when I'm having my seminar, I decided to concentrate on the heart center, you know, because it is connecting the mind, body, and spirit. And a lot of people are having trouble, and they want to reach their spiritual levels, and which is very good. We're coming about. We're making changes because, you know, the Earth wants to, you know, I believe the Earth needs to go to that next level, and we need to get caught up, you know.
I think you have great ideas, sweetheart. Stick with them. Make your dreams not only possible, but real.
Well, can I mention to the listeners where to find my seminar if they're interested and
sure.
Read up on it?
Sure, absolutely.
It's at wethepeople2015.info is the website, and the second page from the homepage is the spiritual seminar. I decided to put on a 7-day and a 3-day event, so people that cannot invest 7 days can do a 3-day. And I tell you what, the location I found has such beautiful energy. The stars at night in the middle of the Black Hills, you can see them, wildflowers all around. There's a mountain stream that produces great sound and energy.
Oh, so this is in the Black Hills?
It's in the Black Hills of South Dakota, yeah. And And so what we're going to do is concentrate on balancing the body, and I'm going to have cleansing foods, teas, meditation, acupuncture, or massage. And then I'm going to have daytime activities as well as outings. And I know where there's a natural waterfall where people can dive into the water, and it is just
gorgeous.
Oh,
that's remarkable.
Yeah.
So they could stand in the waterfall, huh?
Well, they can actually jump into the waterfall. There's a great big dive area that everybody dives into. It's very safe. It's not, you know, some places you've got to be careful what's underneath, but it's called Hippie Hole, and most locals can't even find it. So, you know, you have to know where it is. You have to have somebody take you there in order to find it. Nobody will find it on their own. It's not something that's that you can just drive up to.
Sounds very exciting. I love people making their dreams come true. And that's what you're doing. You're making your dreams come true.
And I really am into health foods, and I want to introduce people to cleansing their bodies. And there's so many things in our foods and everything, and all the signals all around us, even our cell phones. It's about cleansing the energies, and I plan on using crystals and teas and just different healing stuff. Most people don't understand, but cancer can be healed very easily, but you have to cut a lot of the sugars out of your diet because it feeds it. And there are things to kind of, but most, they don't want you to know that, because if you can heal yourself, then what use are the doctors? So,
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that you were in Atlantis working with crystals?
I really do. I feel that rocks, like you have said, have an energy, have a vibration. They have a soul to them. All the rocks together have a soul, and every type of rock has a purpose. They're just very, very ancient. They have a very, a different vibrational rate than we do. I still remember your Max the Crystal Skull series. I just love that series that you did on Max. That was just, I still remember that one. I've went through all your archives and listened to some of your past shows, and the Max the Crystal Skulls really, really seemed to talk to me the most, though. That's the one I remember the most.
I love it. In Atlantis, there was a crystal bed, and people would come in every 3 to 5 years and lie on this crystal bed and have all of their, everything that needed to be cleared would be cleared.
Ah, yes, that does make a lot of sense. I also read, too, that gold is a soul, is soul energy. And that really speaks
to me.
What
does that mean? Explain to me what you think that means.
It means that it has, gold can be cleansing, too, because, there's different gold, I'm trying to think of the word, but... gold is supposed to be very cleansing to your body as well. It means that it's like past souls or something. It's like soul energy. It will help revitalize your soul energy, from what I understand.
Well, there were a lot of ancients used gold
under
gold vessels, golden plates. Dishes?
Oh, yes. And I hear Inner Earth has a ton of gold everywhere. They use it everywhere on dishes. And
they're all interesting thoughts, my dear. And I really appreciate you calling in and talking about all of this. It's great.
Well, I appreciate you, Carolyn. And I just wanted to say that I've always loved your your show, and you have a great soul and everything, and you're always out to help people, and it's great. So
I really try. When I came into this lifetime, that was my intent, to help people as much as I could.
Jim.
Well, and that's why I figured if I have a spiritual seminar, you can get a lot of people that just want to help everybody, and you know,
it's great. Well, sweetheart, so, we have somebody else calling
so
in. Let's give them a chance. Jim, what can I do for you?
Hello, Carolyn.
Yes.
Yes, I spoke to you probably 4 years ago. You gave me a reading on the air, and it was really amazing. I was calling tonight to ask you a question about a friend I met. I have a feeling when I first met her, we may have had this instant connection, and I was just wondering if you thought we had a past life together.
Before I answer that question, Jim, I want you to try and do something. You see, you can ask me a question and I can answer it, but how much better if you could get the answer yourself? Want to try?
Sure.
Okay, let's take a moment. I want you to relax. Maybe take a deep breath and just let it out and relax as much as you can. Now, somewhere above you, and it doesn't matter where, resides your higher self. Doesn't matter exactly where it is, but I want you to have the intention to connect with your higher self above you. And tell me when you feel that connection, because you will definitely feel it. Tell me if you feel that connection.
I feel more grounded. I guess I'm connecting, yes.
Good. Now ask your higher self if this individual that you were talking about is someone that you knew a long time ago and has come back into your life, and you will get a yes or a no answer, and tell me when you get that answer.
I got the answer yes before you stopped talking.
Do you care to share it?
Yes. In the interest of time, I'll just equate my life to a couple of movies I liked in my life. One was Eat, Pray, Love. I've been divorced for 10 years, so I went through this, my own version of Eat, Pray, Love. Found a girl who studies music in India over a year and a half ago. And then the other night I watched The Notebook, and it seemed like the girl in the movie had a past life like her grandmother had during the war, and she told me about that. But it reminded me so much of her because her parents didn't want her to be with me because I wasn't like rich or wealthy enough they were trying to judge that we weren't good enough together. And he was just a laborer in the movie building houses and a woodworker, but they fell so in love that ultimately that didn't keep them apart. I just feel there was a past life where she was like either from a very wealthy family or royalty, and we weren't, the parents kept us apart. I don't think we were able to get together like in the movie, but there's something that I don't want to block us this time from, you know, fulfilling our desire to be together, because it could be the role reversed, if you understand, that she may not
feel
like.
Well, the answer that I got was yes. This was someone from a past lifetime, and because it did not work out the way you thought you wanted it to work out, this experience is being repeated, so you can get it to work out the way you want to this time around.
Okay, that's kind of what I felt. That's what I felt anyway, but hearing it from you just reaffirms what I thought, so... Any advice on how you see it playing out, or any advice how to make it work better?
Any advice on what?
Any advice to me that could make it work this time, or anything you see that you could tell me about?
Yeah, I think what's necessary here is open up your heart. Allow the love that you feel within for her to come forth and reach her. As a matter of fact, you can do that now. Where is she net presently?
She's Canadian. We're both Canadian. She's in India practicing her music, and she'll be back in the spring.
Okay, let's take a moment. Open up your heart right now and send her that love. And when you do that, there is a pink energy that comes forth, and it will go from your heart center to her, and she will feel it.
I feel it.
I see you sending it.
Thank you.
Isn't it a wonderful feeling? It's a beautiful experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like we've had this going on. We don't talk too much on Facebook, but we both feel this. It's almost like the more she's away and the further she's away, the closer we're becoming. It's almost like time and space is not an issue for our thoughts and feelings. It's good that we're have this time away to really get clear that, you know, this can work out, and I feel really good about it. I think it's going to be an awesome year for us and for me. I've worked hard at this, and it feels good.
Well, you know what you can do? At times when you're thinking of her, open up your heart and send her that heart energy. She'll know that you were thinking about her, even though you're not talking to one another at the time. But she will know it, and she will feel it.
Okay.
And then when you send it to her, open up your heart, she'll be sending it back. And you will feel it come back. It will be very exciting for you.
Just like we did before with that pink energy.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll focus and visualize on that for sure. That feels good.
You're doing a great job, darling.
Thank you for your reading. Thank you for your
nothing
reading
in
four
the world
years
but
ago.
Love.
Okay,
love
thank
is
you,
what
Carolyn.
Makes it all worthwhile.
Thank you. She's an amazing musician, and she's really working hard on that. So it's literally like eat, pray, and love. I'm telling you, it's just I just never gave up. I wasn't going to give up on this, and it just made me a stronger person.
That's beautiful, and that's good advice for anybody. Never give up on your dream or your goal. Never give up on your dream or your goal.
It will make you a stronger person. It will make you a stronger person. Just never give up. Anybody out there, believe me, just dig down deep and you got this. Never give up. Go for it.
I love it.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome, darling.
Love you. Have a blessed year. Take care of yourself.
Love you, too. And I wish that for everyone, to have a blessed year. While we're talking about love energy, if you're willing, I would like for you to send love energy to our new president. He's going through a lot of trying times at the moment, and he could use your love. Love solves so many problems. It corrects so many errors. And whether you're for the things he does or against the things that he does, if you send him your love energy, it will heal whatever needs to be healed. And I think that's much more important to try to heal something rather than complain about it. We can be complainers and nags rather than taking a moment and intending to heal what needs healing. So if you're willing to do that, my friends, I think it would be of great benefit. He is going through a lot of trials at the moment, and your healing, loving energy could be of great benefit. So I would just like to ask those who are interested in doing that. And while we're talking about healing, I just got a request from Mother Earth or Gaia to send your healing to her. There are many human beings that walk upon this earth, and there's a lot of negative energy, and that is what she is showing me, this negative energy going down to the core of the earth. Send Mother Earth, Gaia, healing and blessings, and whenever you think about it, do that. It would be of great assistance to her. I'm seeing that crystal in the core of the earth sparkle. It's beautiful. Just beautiful. And so, my friends, we've got a lot of challenges this year that could be overcome through love and blessings. And when you think of a challenge someplace in the world, take a moment and think of some place in the world that is suffering, because there's many places right now that is suffering. And you are being, you might say, urged. You're pulling at your sleeve to send some healing energy to a part of the world that is suffering right now. All you have to do is turn on the news, and you hear about such terrible things going on in so many places. So something that comes to your mind that needs healing, send your blessings, dear friends, please. It's time to heal this earth and all upon it. And we're hearing about some very strange things where people are fighting one another, or they're being cruel to one another. So let us heal this as best we can. So I ask anyone who remembers a past lifetime, give me a call. Let me know perhaps what you might remember, because it helps other people. Not me, not you, but those that are listening. Tell us what you are thinking. What past lifetime do you remember? And while we're talking about past lifetimes, it is so easy to cross over to the other side. So many people are afraid to die. But it is a simple thing. It is like your eyes are open in this dimension, and before you know it, it is opened in the next dimension. And I do talk to people on the other side, and they tell me about the things that they do. You know, some of them are very much involved in what goes on this earth. Some are not. But those that are involved in what's going on in earth work with trying to heal aspects of this planet that needs healing. It's very beautiful work when they decide to do that. And I'm aware of souls that do that. Some souls study. Someone told me that when they crossed over, that it was like running through memories of many of their lifetimes. And they were just amazed at the different things that they had done in past lifetimes, what they had studied, what they had accomplished. They remembered it. We have had so many experiences, so many. And if you want to step into a past lifetime, go to my website at carolynevers.com, and on the left-hand side, you can order a situation where your soul actually takes you to a past lifetime and you experience it. We don't tell you about it. You literally step into that lifetime and experience it. And so if this is something that appeals to you, that you want to know some of the things that you've done in the past, you can go to carolynevers.com and order one of those readings. I'm just amazed at the information that people get from those experiences. They step into that lifetime, and they explain everything that they're doing, where they are, what they're wearing, the kind of shoes that they have on their feet, what they did in that lifetime. It's so amazing. Truly amazing. I've had experiences where people have been apostles, how they have walked with Yeshua, women who were his disciples, who worked with Mary Magdalene, who worked with Yeshua. And to be able to re-experience those events again is quite remarkable. Once you have looked into Yeshua's eyes, you never forget it. You never forget what it is like. He was a special soul that came to earth. And to look into his eyes, you remember that again. It's a remarkable experience. So if you want to be aware of some of those things, go to carolynevers.com. On the left-hand side, you can order one of those readings. So hopefully, we're halfway over the show. And if you have any past life memories, give me a call here at BBS Radio and tell our audience what you remember. If I don't get a call, then we'll just talk some more about some of these experiences that I have had, some of the things that I remember, and I remember being the daughter of Julius Caesar, and he came to me in the etheric, and I forgave him for all that he had done to me, because in that lifetime there had been a lot of tragic things that he had done to his daughter, and I told him that I forgave everything, and he was released from the bardo. The bardo is something like what we might know of is purgatory. It's a place where people are sent to think about the things that they did wrong in their lifetime and to try and correct them. And so he was released from the Bardo. It was interesting because I went with him to the center of the cosmos. And it was there that we watched in the past souls being created. It was quite remarkable. And how the souls were started, you might say, and then turned over to angels who guarded them as they were developing. It was a beautiful process. And I could see this love that went from the creator of all to every soul that was created. Every monad. So those who do not feel worthy for whatever reason, I want to tell you that you were born in love. The Creator loved all of their creations, and they loved you with great love. You were created by the Creator of all, and cherished, and you might say cuddled, until the formation was complete by angels especially designed to do that job. It is amazing how all the jobs that were required, there were angels that took care of those jobs. Quite remarkable. So give me a call, my friends. We have like maybe a little over 10 minutes before the show is over. And if you remember some of your past lifetimes, or even one of them, maybe none. But if it's something that you would like to remember, if it is an objective of yours to remember them, give me a call and we'll see if we can help you. The important thing is not who you were, but what you learned. Being on Earth is like being in a school. We have all these experiences that help us to grow. It's all about growth here as we live on Earth. Growth, Helen, and development. Well, Helen, what can I do for you, dear?
Good evening, Carolyn. I've been listening to your show today. I have a lot of questions. One of them is...
I love it, Helen. You always have a question.
I know.
What's
I know.
Your question, sweetheart?
Okay, number one, about souls. We always talk about this side and the other side, and there's a veil in between. So I just cannot grasp the concept. I don't know, there's many dimensions in this world. Why is just our life here on Earth?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to understand what you mean. What do you mean, this side and the other side? Explain to me what you mean by that.
We always say we cross over to the other side.
So you mean when we at death?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. When people cross over, we go to the other side, and from this side. So I always very confusing about the world is composed with this two world, this side of our life on Earth, and everything else on the other side?
First of all, our bodies are material. They're dropping away when we die, aren't they?
Right. They do.
So in this side, we're made up of a lot of carbon particles. Mm. At death,
right,
we pass into an area where that is not required any longer. Our bodies aren't there. So there's a change. Does that help you?
Right. It does.
Good. Did you have another question?
So when we go to drop off the body suit, when we cross over, so we go to the etheric realm?
Etheric, yeah.
Etheric realm. Do they have different levels?
It's my understanding that there are different levels. And these levels pertain to knowledge. It's like when you went
right.
to school.
Right.
Let's take high school. You usually have 4 years of high school. And the second year of high school is built on the first. You've got the first year, and then the second year builds on that. So it's this building process. We can't understand and know everything at once, can we?
Right, no. Right, we can't.
So it's a process.
So Earth is a school. We come here
yes.
to have an Earth life experience. The purpose of Earth life is to learn what we need to learn, the wisdom.
That's true of Earth, but it's also true through all the levels. It's all about learning.
Right.
It's all about expansion.
Expansion. Okay. Okay. This is kind of, I feel like it's kind of expansion into infinity, into different levels. So that's what I was confused, not just this side or the other side. So we go to the other side, it have different level to evolve as well, I guess.
Always. We are always evolving.
Okay.
And we evolve according to our experiences and what we choose to do, because our choices could mean that we're evolving faster. So much is left up to the individual soul as to how they will experience the life where they are.
Okay.
And it's amazing it's amazing how people use their experiences. For instance, there are individuals who have crossed over to the other side, and they are helping people on Earth who need their help. Mm. I remember hearing a story from someone who had crossed over to the other side, and they had great love for children.
Right.
And so what they did is they helped children upon Earth who were orphans. And so they worked with them and tried to do their best to protect them and help them to make a better choice in their life. That is what they chose to do. There are so many jobs that we can do.
So we can say the purpose of Earth life, or the purpose of all life, is to advance our knowledge.
Absolutely.
Wisdom, even though the suffering or trials and tribulations, it's all part of the learning.
Absolutely. We learn from everything that happens. Helen, I love your questions. Call in again,
well, thank
darling.
You very much. Well,
we're getting to the end of the show.
Yes, you have very knowledge of this kind of knowledge. So certainly I will call you in and thank you. And
yeah, blessings to you, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Talk to you next time.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, we're almost finished with the show. Can you believe how fast an hour goes by? They say time really flies when you're having fun. And I really do enjoy speaking to people who call in on the show, because your experiences, your hopes, your drives, your desires, they are all wonderful to be talking about, because it's not just that we're talking to you. It's all those people who are listening. They get ideas. They might not attempt to try themselves to open up work, but when they hear someone call in and talk about their dreams and their success and how they went ahead, never give up. You know, somebody who called in talked about never giving up. Don't give up until you have accomplished what you set out to do. What beautiful advice. Never give up. So, my friends, one last time I'd like to mention to you, you could go to my website at carolynevers.com. On the left-hand side, order a soul experience. Your soul takes you to a lifetime. You step into it, and it helps you to remember. You get a recording of it, and it helps you to remember all that you need to know from that particular lifetime. So I think we have about 3 minutes. Is there someone else who would wish to call in? We're here for you for about 3 minutes. Time passes by so fast when you're having fun, doesn't it? So tell us about some of your memories. I was thinking about Atlantis. One of the things that I remember is underneath the soil, the rock was not real stable. It was white and porous, and it was easy to break up when the dark priests did the things that they did. Pieces of the soul broke away. It wasn't real hard. And something that I remember from that time, I remember the dolphins coming to shore and the inhabitants going down to the shoreline playing with the dolphins. It was beautiful. And I remember Isis being there and the wisdom that she brought to the people. There was a pyramid there. Spacecraft would come from Sirius and land on top of the pyramid. And there was hydraulics. And the spacecraft would go down inside the pyramid so that the people who were in the spacecraft could enjoy the air. It was like producing an atmosphere that they could live within, that could help them to stabilize themselves. And then at some point, they came out of the pyramid and talked with the leaders on Atlantis. So it was something that I remembered. So how many minutes do we have left?
Maybe a couple more minutes.
Okay, we have a couple more minutes, my friends. We're practically at the end of the show. So if you don't call in with a question, then I will just talk over the next couple minutes. I would like to mention about being a cherubim. There are a lot of cherubim angels that have incarnated at this point in history. And if you are a cherubim, you are very conscious of vibrations. And vibrations can be very disturbing to you if they're not positive. So ask your higher self, if you are a cherubim, and if you are, protect yourself from any vibrations that are not positive. And that also means people. You know, people have vibrations also. And if you run into people whose vibrations are very jarring to you, and you're a cherubim, you might want to send your blessings to them and be on your way and accumulate friends that work with you, that work with your vibrations, where the two of you feel comfortable with one another. So, my friends, we're at the end of the radio show. I just love your phone calls. I loved sharing with you. And the only thing that I can say to you right now is work with your higher self. Connect with your higher self as best as you can, because your higher self guides your spiritual growth. And that's important. It's important to think about the spiritual side of who you are, to work with that higher light coming into your mind. Intent, there's so much depending upon intent. So, intend to accomplish what you wish to accomplish. Intend to grow spiritually. Intend to love. And as the last thing, if you are willing, intend to send your love out into the world to heal all of those places that are war-torn, where there is hatred. Intend to replace that hatred with love. Intend to replace it with peace. I think about Yeshua talking about peace, how he wished to give people peace. It was important. And so, as the last moment on the show, I send my peace to you and my love. Until next week, this is Carolyn Evers signing out, my friends. You might want to check one of those readings at carolynevers.com if you are so inclined. Talk to you soon. Goodbye for now.